Chazor zeichen neshu baruch hashem shagam b'mihunim seches vachem daf samach dalid. The mishnah says shloish devarim v'chulu. We already explained how we know that the chatas bird is done at the southwest corner. We learned that a mincha is brought to the mizbeach at this corner from the pasuk which says it should be done al pnei hamizbeach. We learned that the leftover blood is poured on that corner from the pasuk that said it should be poured on the asoid asher pesach oil moed. Mishnah said mimala nisach hamayim v'chulu. The mishnah suggests that the ideal place for the avoid of a bird oila is the southeast corner. Rabbi Yochanan explained this is because it's the closest corner to the base hadeshen, which is where the Kohen has to throw a number of parts of the oiler bird. Rabbi Yochanan said, come and see how strong the Kohanim were. The crop and feathers of a bird are extremely lightweight, and there were times when the Kohen had to throw it more than 30 amas. This can be seen in a Mishnah which describes that where the base HaDashan was. It tells us it was 10 amas north of the bottom of the ramp, 3 tvachim to the east of the ramp, and when one does the calculation, when the Kohen stood at the southwest corner of his bech, which we said sometimes he has to do, even for an oiler, so because if there wasn't room, he would have to throw the pieces of the bird, these light pieces, over 30 amas to reach the base. Mishnah said, why is it that for these three avodas he did not walk all the way around the mizbeach to get to the southwest, but instead walked up the ramp and walked directly to the left, directly there? So Rabbi Yochanan said, with the nesachim, we're concerned that walking all the way around would cause the nesachim to absorb smoke, which would make them puzzle. With regard to the bird oila, the reason is the smoke may cause the bird to die. Fekhmar Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol will go up the ramp, turn to the right, and go around the entire mizbeach to reach the southwest corner, and they would give him the wine to pour onto the mizbeach. Presumably, they gave him the wine before he went up the ramp, and this shows we're not concerned for the wine absorbing smoke. Rabbi Yochanan and said they would not give him the wine until he arrived at the southwest corner. Rava said the words of the Mishnah suggest this as well, because it says they give him the wine instead of he pours the wine. Shmamino. Zachmar Vaiter. A braisa says all those who go up onto the mizbeach do so to the right and come down to the left, meaning they go up to the east and come down to the west, except for those who go up to do the nisach hamayim, nisach hayan, and the bird oila. These people would go up on the west and would come down on the west. They would go up to the right and come down on the right. From the end of the braisa, say they went on the left and come down on the left. Why the right? Ravina said, change the word to left. Rava said, no, when the braisa says right, it refers to the right of the mizbeach. When it says left, it refers to the left of the person, you know, as from his view of the world, so to say. So essentially, they're really saying the same thing. Why not be consistent? Kasha. Zuck the Mishnah, how was the avoid of the chatos bird done? The Kohen would do malika from the back of its neck, would not separate the head from the body. He would then sprinkle some of the blood into the wall of his mizbeach. The leftover blood would then be squeezed onto the asoid. The mizbeach only gets the bird's blood, not the meat and nothing else. And the rest of the bird goes to the Kohen. Zok Nemara Brisa says when the pasuk regarding a bird chatos says v'hiza midam machatos, it means that the blood should be sprinkled directly from the bird's body. The Kohen does this by holding the head and the body and sprinkling from the cut on the neck. The pasuk says al kir hamizbech, which he says it should not be sprinkled on the wall of the ramp or on the heichal or on the ulam. Rather, it's sprinkled onto the lower part of the wall of the mizbech. Maybe it should be sprinkled onto the upper part of the wall, which can be shown via kal v'chomer. If an animal oila is sprinkled on the lower half and yet the animal chatos is sprinkled on the upper half, then the bird which the oila is sprinkled on the upper half, for sure the chatas bird should be sprinkled on the upper half. The pasuk therefore continues and says that the leftover blood should be squeezed onto the base of the mizbech. The pasuk thereby teaches that the blood should be sprinkled onto the wall where the leftover blood is squeezed, which is the lower part of the wall. Maybe the pasuk is saying that the sprinkling of blood should be done on the upper half and the squeezing of the leftover blood should be done on the lower half. Rava said, since the pasuk says yimotze instead of yimotza, it's referring to the blood that's allowed to drip down after it's sprinkled, and it teaches that it should be done on the lower half of the wall. Zakhmar Vaiter, Zutta, the son of Tuvia, in the name of Rav, said, how is Malika done? The Kohen would hold the wings with two fingers and its two legs with two fingers. He then stretched its neck over the width of his thumb and does the Malika. A bride says the neck is stretched over the width of the Kohen's two fingers, and the Malika is then done. And this is the difficult avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. There are other difficult avoidas as well. Kmitza, Chfina. Where it says, rather, say Malika is the most difficult of the difficult avoidas done in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the next Mishnah. How is the avoid of the oiler bird done? The Kohen would go up the ramp and turn off to the ledge to go to the southeast corner. He would then do malika on the back of its neck and separate the head from the body. He would then squeeze out the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. He would then take the head and put the severed end against the mizbeach. He would then put it into salt and throw it onto the mizbeach's fire. He then went back to the bird's body and removed the crop and the feathers and the insides that come out along with them, and would throw all these pieces onto the base hadoshan. He would then rip open the body without separating it into two parts, but if it did separate, it would still be kosher. He then put the body into salt and threw it onto the fire. If he did not remove the crop or the feathers or the insides, or if he did not put it into salt, any change that he made to the process after the blood was already squeezed out, the carbon is kosher. If he separated the head from the body of a chatas, or if he did not separate the head from the body of an oila, the carbon is puzzle. If he squeezed out the blood of the head of the oila bird, but not the blood of the body, or vice versa, it remains kosher. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. If the Kayan did Maliga on a Chatas bird, not for its sake, not Lishma, or if he squeezed out the blood, not Lishma, or if he did so for Lishma and not Lishma, or not Lishma and Lishma, the carbon is possible. If it was done for an oil bird, the carbon would remain kosher, but it would not fulfill the obligation of the owner. Mishnah continues, with regard to a chatas bird and an oiler bird, if the malika or squeezing of the blood was done with intent to eat something that's normally eaten or to burn something on the mizbech that's normally burned there, but he had in mind beyond its allowable place, then it's possible, but it's no karis. If the intent was to do so beyond its proper time, it's pigle and there's a karis as long as the matir is offered as it's supposed to be. In fact, Mishnah, what does it mean that the matir is offered properly? If he did the malika in silence without any improper intent and then squeezed the blood with pigle intent or vice versa, or did both with pigle intent, that's called the matter was offered. In that sense, it creates true pigle. What would be a case where the matter is not offered properly? If he does the malika for beyond its place and squeezes the blood for beyond its time, or vice versa, or the malika and squeezing were both done for intent of beyond its place, or if a chatas bird had the malika done shaloi lishma and the squeezing done with intent for beyond its time, or vice versa, or if both were done shaloi lishma, in all these cases considered to be a matter that was not done properly, and there would be no karis. If he intended to eat a kazayis of the bird chatas outside its place and a kazayis beyond its time, or if he intended for a kazayis beyond its time and a kazayis beyond its place, or he intended to eat a chatzi zayis beyond its place and a chatzi zayis beyond its time, or a chatzi zayis beyond its time and a chatzi zayis beyond its place, the carbon is possible, but there's no karis. Rabbi Yehuda said, the general rule is, if the intent for beyond its time comes before the intent for beyond its place, it's pigle, and one who eats it would be chayiv karis. If the intent for beyond its place came first, the carbon would be possible, but there would be no karis. The Chum said, in both these cases, it's possible, but there's no karis. Mishnah says, if he had the bad intent regarding the eating of a chatzi zayis and the burning of a chatzi zayis, the carbon would remain kosher, because eating and burning don't combine to create the minimum required amount.